This is Mike Osborne for WMOT Roots Radio News. Tennessee has not yet considered a method of curbing gun violence that 22 other states are currently debating. The advocacy group Every Town for Gun Safety says six states have passed so-called red flag laws. 22 more have legislation pending. Red flag laws give police the authority to seize guns if the owner is deemed a threat to the public. A red flag law is being championed locally by Safe Tennessee Project, where Beth Jocelyn Roth is the director.
We've seen about 160% increase in gun violence homicides in Nashville over the last 4 years. And both Memphis and Knoxville have broken decades-old homicide records.
Indiana passed a red flag law years ago. University of Indianapolis researcher Aaron Cavisto recently completed a study on the law's impact on suicides.
What we found was a 7.5% reduction in firearm suicides without a real corresponding increase in non-firearm suicides. Statewide, we saw an overall decrease.
The Tennessee Firearms Association has lobbied successfully in recent years to loosen the state's gun laws. Director John Harris says the group would be open-minded about a red flag proposal for Tennessee, but he says the devil is in the details.
People could get put on it, not even know they're on the list, and really not have any means of getting off of it. We don't want to see that kind of thing happen with some kind of red flag law.
Listen to the complete interviews with John Harris, Dr. Cavisto, and Beth Ross. Look for this story at WMOT.org. Mike Osborne, WMOT Roots Radio News.